with a big second half. He's got 21 now. Payne sends out top to Portis. Portis puts up a runner from the free throw line. Back iron, no good. Crowder has the ball bounce away from him, and it's ultimately picked up by Hayes, or by Cunningham, who will hand it off now to Sasser. Sasser behind the back into the front court. We got a whistle and a foul going against Bobby Portis, evidently. The lead is as large as it has been tonight for a Pistons team that at times looked like they were going to get run out of the gym tonight. Lillard's going to check back in now for Connaughton. Boy, they need Dame to be Dame now.
We've seen it twice this season, but to your point, we're going to need at least three right now.
So Sasser's at the midcourt stripe with 9.5 minutes still to play in the fourth quarter. More than anything, the Bucks need to find a way to get some stops. They work it out, three-pointer on the way, off balance. The shot was a bad one, and it missed way too strong. It didn't draw iron, so they're going to say a shot clock violation. They had reset the shot clock, but it did not hit iron. And Rodney Mott was right on top of it. So the Bucks get a stop. There's your starting point. Now we'll see if they can do something with it. Actually, yeah, Lillard is going to be out there now with Campaign, Crowder, Portis, and Beauchamp. Small lineup for the Bucks. Bobby is the only real big man out there. Lillard goes around a screen from him, and he connects from three. Damian Lillard is going to help save the day today for the Milwaukee Bucks to get out of here with a win. No Giannis. They need his scoring. 97 points now for the Bucks. 102-197 and make it 104-97 as it was a drive down the lane and an easy layup for Killian Hayes. That's the problem when you go small. You lose that rim protection. Here's Lillard with a bounce pass, a dangerous one. It's taken away from Portis. Going the other way, Sasser feeds it up the floor, and it's a layup. Going the other direction once again for Killian Hayes. So just when the Bucks looked like maybe they were going to claw their way back into it, a turnover and a couple easy layups, and it's back to a 10-point lead. Here's a fading jump on the baseline. Lillard hits it from 10 feet. Dame knocks down a couple. And the Bucks play some disciplined basketball. That's going to be the real challenge. There's an attempted at a steal for Campaign, and he did get it free. But oh boy, Detroit for the second time tonight is going to get completely bailed out on a kicked ball. When the Bucks had it in their hands, it looked like they just knocked it away. It looked like it was incidentally off one of the legs of a Bucks player. Porter's going to check out. Lopez comes in to replace him. So with 8:11 to go in the fourth quarter, Detroit's got a 106-99 advantage. Inbound pass will go to Sasser. Sasser around the screen from Durant, crosses over, takes it low, comes to a stop in a crowd. He's going to get called for the travel. Lot of travels called tonight between these teams. Bucks have only attempted one free throw in the second half. They had 21 of them in the first half. And they have shut down that valve of production, and it has really impacted things for Milwaukee. Damian Lillard around the screen from Lopez, fires up a three, it rims out, rebound controlled, and staying inbound, Thompson passes it away. Now Detroit's got it going the other way. Lillard tonight, just 2 of 8 from three. Here's a drive, Killian Hayes turns around, puts up a fading jumper, that caroms off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Lopez, Milwaukee goes the other way, down by 7. Lillard drives with a left hand into a crowd, lost the basketball, but it goes right to Payne. He'll feed out, free throw line jumper, misses, well short for Lopez. Got a clean look at it. Detroit goes the other way with it. 106-99, 7:20 to go now here in the fourth. Trying to pull the upset here, snap their 5-game losing streak. Sasser pulls up, free throw line jumper, count it with a foul. They got fouled from behind. Well, I don't want to exaggerate what we're seeing, but the Pistons at times have been just toying with the Bucks defense in the second half.
The guards, as you mentioned, have kind of been picking their spots, where we saw Cade Cunningham start to take over late in the second and for all of that third quarter. Sasser had some big moments as well. Killian Hayes got off to a fast start in the fourth.
Free throw bounces over the iron and drops, and Adrian Griffin going to use a timeout. Well, Milwaukee doing a little soul searching again here early this season. The Bucks find themselves trailing the Detroit Pistons 109-99. 10 points here in the fourth quarter for the rookie Sasser. Back with more after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, 15-point lead is now a 10-point deficit for the Bucks. 7:14 to go in the fourth. Before we do anything else, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Bucks fans, you could say show me the money at Pottawatomie. $800,000 is up for grabs for drawing entries. Just play with your club card now through November 16th. More at paysbig.com. Well, the Bucks going to have to do this without both Chris Middleton, who is sitting this game scheduled with maintenance on the knee as he comes back from it. First of a back-to-back, and then also Giannis, that was not planned on. He was ejected at the beginning of the third quarter with his second technical foul. So it's Lillard, Payne, Beasley, Lopez, and Crowder as Payne takes it down low and draws the whistle on the foul. So Milwaukee really feasted on free throws in the first half. This will only be their second and third attempts of the second half against a Pistons team that we have documented fouls more than any team in the league and sends their opponents to the line more than any team in the league. But they have shut off that spigot here in the second half as Payne will eye the rim for the first of two. It's up and it's good. But without Middleton and without Giannis, Bucks are up against it, even against a shorthanded Pistons team here tonight. A Pistons team that is playing without a combination of Bojan Bogdanović, Alec Burks, Monte Morris, Joe Harris, Jaden Ivey, and Isaiah Livers. Second free throw goes down. It's a long list of names. Detroit's playing a couple two-way guys regularly, playing a couple rookies too. Sasser and Thompson have played well, particularly Sasser of late. Here's Kate Cunningham. He got really hot. He's going to turn it over. Threw it right to Dame Lillard. Bucks go the other way with it. 6:35 still to play here in the fourth. Lillard rifles it near side. Catch and shoot three from Crowder. That's blocked. Coming over to block that shot away. It was Umude. The other way, Umude takes the feed and lays it in. Again, the transition defense has just been an absolute killer for the Bucks tonight, as he lays it off the window and puts the Pistons ahead by 10 again, 111-101.
Got a delay game on the Pistons, their second. So Dame Lillard gets one of those aforementioned free throws.
21 points tonight for Dame, 7 of them coming from the free throw line. He has not been efficient tonight, and he misses for the first time at the line. 7 of 8 as he rims it out. He had gone 6 of 17 from the floor, 2 of 9 from 3. He got a lot of things kind of conspiring to make life difficult for the Bucks early this season. New head coach, we've talked about that. Chris Middleton, limited minutes, no minutes tonight. Dame Lillard, shot just not falling, has not helped. Especially when you factor in, you bring him in for offense. If that offense isn't there, you're going to pay the price on the other end, you know, at some level defensively. So if he starts shooting that ball, it does change things around. He's going to drive in here, lays it off the window with a foul. So Lillard, this is one thing he's done well since he got here. That is drive. His ability to drive the lane and get to the free throw line has been impeccable. And not to mention, he's fouled by Stewart there. Now check that. Yeah, it was
Duren.
So the free throw on the way. It's good this time. So Lillard caps a three-point play, but clutch time is when he has shined this season. 3 of 5 from distance, 5 of 8 from the floor, 11 of 12 from the free throw line. We're getting closer to that clutch time, although it's still not a 5-point game. So they hope to get it to clutch time the way they're going. Sasser in the paint. Sends out top. They work it to the left wing. Sasser's got it again with 6 to shoot, defended by Campaign. Pulls up, launches the 3. That one rims out. Rebounded by Lopez. He'll hand it off to Lillard. Lillard going the other way, slowly across the timeline. Throws on the Jets. Turns the corner, draws the foul, and he's going back to the line. Just missed on a bank shot. And look, if you're Damian Lillard against this team in this moment, I think this is the right course of action. The shot's not falling. You're going against a team that has had a hard time keeping players off the line. And we got a little conference between our officials, Scott Twardarski and Rodney Mott. Now they separate, and Lillard will get the ball in his hands for a free throw after he's fouled by Thompson. Pistons one away from the penalty now with 5:40 to go in the fourth. First free throw is good for Dame. Makes it a 6-point game. He can make it a 5-point game if he knocks down the second one. Bucks have trailed by as many as 10 here in the fourth. Second free throw is good. Pistons did lead Golden State by 4 in the fourth quarter before ultimately succumbing at a 120-109 loss 2 nights ago. Detroit's got it the other way. Into the front court. They get it to Sasser. Sasser, top of the arc, lost on the dribble, but it regathers. Now he's going to pull up, puts a mid-range jumper up. Quick release. That's a nice-looking shot there for Marcus Sasser. 19 points against the Pelicans on November 2nd, 22 on Sunday against Phoenix. He's starting to get it going. Here's Beasley faking the pass, putting up a runner, and he hits from 8 feet. Euro stepping his way down the lane. Milwaukee back to within 5 again. 113-108. We are officially in clutch time now. Inside of 5 minutes of a 5-point game. Cunningham, top of the arc around the Durant screen. Works it to the left wing. Sasser, a head fake from 3. Spins his way into the paint. Now works it out. Catch and shoot 3. Stewart misses it with an air ball. Trying to save it from going out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Campaign probably should have just let that go. I don't think anyone for the Bucks touched it, did they? Threw it into the air and ends up in the front row of seats as he was trying to save it from going out of bounds on the far side. So they're going to reset the shot clock too. Say it was a change of possession. I don't think anyone for the Bucks had touched that. Cunningham splits the defense, comes to a stop at the free throw line. Payne stays with him nicely. Now they pass it to Stewart. He works into the corner. Thompson launches from 3. No good. Big rebound for Beasley. He'll hand it off to Lillard. Boy, that three-pointer was a massive shot. Either way it went. Lillard the other way. Takes it inside on Durham. Works it to the corner. Catch and shoot 3. Campaign. It was online but short. An equally big three-point shot from the Bucks side. Misses. Now Cunningham the other way. Trying to drive on Beasley. He'll work it out. A drive and a shot that misses. Off the window. No good. Thompson gets his own rebound back, though. He's got it. Has the ball knocked away momentarily by Beasley. Picks it up, passes back out to midcourt. 5 to shoot. Sasser working on Payne. Turns the corner, and that is just quickness that Payne could not handle. Sasser gets fouled with 3 seconds on the shot clock. And they have fouls to give, but 15 rebounds in this game now for Asar Thompson. He has an ability to impact the game in a lot of different ways besides shooting. Shot blocks and rebounding being among the front runners there. Inbound pass to Durham. 3:47 to play now. Cunningham at the free throw line. Sends it down into traffic. It's knocked away. Bobbled around. It's going to stay with the Pistons. Is it safe for going out of bounds? A second to shoot. They're not going to get it off. Cunningham launches, but it's late. Top of the arc. It was one too many passes, and they lost track of the shot clock. And Milwaukee played some pretty good defense there.
They've been much more connected in this fourth quarter defensively, and we've seen them trapping and playing zone a lot more, too.
Fans trying to urge this team on. 3.5 to play, down by 5. Lillard launches from 3, missed it straight on. Dame 2 of 10 from 3-point range tonight. Pistons go the other way. Timeout called by Monty Williams. Well, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Bucks down by 5. Going to need to get a stop. Going to need to get some clutch shooting the rest of the way, too. Can the Bucks come from behind and win tonight? We'll find out. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frederick.com/second opinion.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis, oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Well, these two teams have played each other even here in the fourth quarter. Problem is, the Bucks were down by 5 going into the fourth. Let's take a look at quarter four. Quarter four of 2023, people should be focusing on insurance plans for next year. Network Health makes it health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit networkhealth.com. They've got a plan for you. The Bucks have connected on just 6 of their 14 shots here in the fourth. 1 of 7 from 3. But if it 5 of 6 from the free throw line, that's been their saving grace. Pistons 8 of 14 from the floor in the fourth quarter, but 1 of 5 from 3. Milwaukee just 9 points in the last 5 minutes off the clock. Just 2 field goals in the last 5:04. Pistons with the basketball for the timeout. Here's a big 3 on the way. Stewart missed it from the corner. Could not hit. Detroit's three-point shooting has been their undoing. Can the Bucks capitalize? Here's a drive from Lillard. Draws the contact. Puts the shot up. It looked like it was going down, but it bounces off. He'll go to the line for 2 shots, though. And again, we have said it all night long from the pregame on. Free throw shooting was going to be a real opportunity for the Bucks in this game tonight against a team that has put a lot of opponents on the line.
These are their 30th attempts, 29 and 30 at the free throw line. I don't know where this game is without that volume.
First free throw is good from Lillard. The Bucks averaging 29 free throw attempts per game this season, tops in the league. Our broadcast brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and save. Fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Lillard hits both. One possession game with 3 minutes to go. Milwaukee has battled its way back from 10 down here in this quarter. Here's a drive from Cunningham. Puts it to the corner. Another three, and another one misses. Stewart got another clean look at it. Isaiah Stewart, though, has got 2 of 7 from three tonight. Step back three. Lillard gets blocked. Thompson got in the way of it. They missed him leaking out. They could have had a transition bucket. But now Sasser the other direction has it poked free. Pistons ball 2.5 to play. Whistle and a travel. The traveling parade is in full force here tonight at Fiserv Forum going both ways. Sasser this time, the guilty party. Well, Detroit has failed to deliver that knockout punch when they've had some chances. Can the Bucks make them pay? Milwaukee has won already 4 close games this season. They got another one right in front of them. Lillard trying to fend off the defense around a screen from Lopez. Drives in, misses the layup. It was contested well down low. Outlet feed going the other direction. Thompson to the cup. He's blocked by Lopez. Rebounded by Beasley. Outlet feed. Lillard behind the defense. Lays it in. It's a 1-point game with 2:10 to